Welcome to the Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Fellowship Home Loans. To order Brant's latest book, The Men We Need, or to stream Sherry's play, The Bold and the Sanctified, go to BrantHanson.com.
Something to be thankful for, you may not think of that often, sounds like music. They ask people, these researchers, what sounds do you find the most pleasing?
Okay. Ocean is one of them, I'm sure.
Should be on the list here. Okay. I have a list. Number one was rain. So yes. Water related. There's another water one here. Uh-huh. Let's run through the list real quick. Sounds people love the most. Rain. Mm-hmm. Number two, singing. A baby laughing.
Oh, I love that.
Water droplets. Mm-hmm. A ticking clock. The Brant Hanson Show. A car engine humming.
Hey,
a person.
Hey, can you go up three?
Let me finish this. Laughter in general. Brant Hanson audiobooks. Oh, pages yeah, turning in nice. A book. And the sound of a pencil on paper.
Well, those I would say that I agree with most of those.
Yeah.
Two seem out of place. With Excuse the rest me, of the list.
The clock one? I thought so too. If you want to stand out, if you really, really want to stand out like a star in the sky, here's the prescription according to the actual Bible.
Okay.
Literally, you will shine like stars in the sky if you do this. And what it is, this is in Philippians chapter 2, what it is that you have to do to shine like stars in the sky among other people.
Mm-hmm.
Do everything without grumbling or arguing.
Woo!
That's what it says.
That was back then.
Do everything without grumbling or arguing so that you may become blameless and pure children of God without fault in a warped and crooked generation. Again, he's talking a couple thousand years ago.
Yeah.
Then you will shine like stars in the sky as you hold firmly to the word of life. Like, no grumbling, not being an argumentative person. Sets you apart. Okay, so it's World Cup time.
I saw that and was wondering if you were dialed into it.
Sort of. There's a lot of issues with that. But
okay.
But if you're new to the game, like I just became into soccer a few years ago.
And your team is, I can't remember.
Chelsea. In the Premier League. That's a long story. But anyway, okay. If you're new to this, I got to tell you something. You're going to marvel at the miracles that happen.
What do you mean?
Oh, it's like it's just 90 minutes of miracles.
Okay.
So, you know, in the NBA, they'll flop. Sometimes It looks like they try to draw a foul, they get knocked over.
Yeah, yeah.
They take it to a level.
Oh, I think I've seen that. You may have sent me a video or something or someone.
They will be writhing in horrifying pain.
And someone just literally brushed up against
them. Right. Yeah. And then suddenly, as soon as they get the card or the decision, they just hop up and keep playing. It's like, this is inspiring. They're doing a bunch of awards, awarding celebrity stuff.
Yeah, we missed some this week. There were a couple award shows we
I saw.
And didn't address.
American Music Awards.
Yeah, that's the one I was thinking about.
And there was a young lady named Taylor Swift who received some of these awards. So
I'm
congratulations
more than
to
some,
her.
Yes, yeah.
So congrats to her. Mm-hmm. They also are having something called the People's Choice Awards. And I did some research on this. Mm-hmm. I'm like, well, who does the nominations?
Yeah.
And they have people they contact to do that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Wait, but they pick...
they pick the people and then say right. These were the people's choices when it really wasn't because you picked the people.
I'm a people. What about my choice? Hey, maybe you're hard on yourself and you've done things in life that it's just difficult to forgive yourself. You have some major regrets. I totally understand that. You know what I had to do, though? Is I had to remind myself, wait a second, if God has chosen to forgive me, how can I not forgive me? Am I a higher court than God? It's like, yeah, God, you forgive me. Now I appeal to a higher court and myself. No, I can't be. My standards cannot be higher than God's. It's just, I have to lighten up because of what he's done for me. It's such good news. Okay, here we go. This is a service of the show. And by the way, you can use these jokes from this masterclass around the table if you're getting together with people.
Really? The
sure.
ones that you've just, like, this
Not
past
all of them.
Week?
Some okay. of them are horrible. Right. But, I mean, like, the good ones.
So use your own discretion.
Yeah, you be the judge.
Sure.
That one.
And now a masterclass on joke telling with your instructor, Brant Hanson.
You know, I love to spend my weekends playing chess with elderly men in the park. But it's getting more difficult. You try finding exactly 32 old guys.
I'm sorry.
Rats.
Elderly men in the park.
Okay.
Oh, the guys are the pieces.
Bingo.
Okay.
All right.
And you're suggesting someone tell that at the Thanksgiving Day table?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
Because of the silence that. See, I don't know. I thought it was funny, but then you kind of have to dry run it.
People may not want to use.
But I take the fail.
Yes.
So that you don't have to.
Okay, that's good.
You now know that's not going to work around the table. Don't know if you remember this, but back in the day when they first had like AOL and stuff. Remember chat rooms?
Yes. I don't think I participated, but I do remember them.
I did. I was amped.
Really?
If anything was ever made for me. Just disembodied argument.
You don't have to actually physically show up in the room.
And I can type like the wind, man.
Yes, you are very
good
at that.
And I think fast. Yeah. I'm a, for all my quirks and problems, mm-hmm. like I'm a logic machine. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, this is going to be awesome. And it just was this spooling nonsense that would just scroll forever. And I thought we were going to have these good debates.
Yeah, no.
Didn't happen. Still feeling that way, but I read something recently, gives me some hope. Your opinions rarely change anybody's minds on anything anyway, mm-hmm. but your example can. I think that's really true. I mean, think about your neighbors and stuff. You think if they just heard my opinions, it's probably going to be your example. It might be your example going through some stuff that they get to see. This is where, how are they still at peace? That's amazing. Okay, let's try this again. The last one didn't go so good, but hopefully we'll find something you can use around the table.
Okay.
To lighten up, you know, the holiday atmos.
Okay.
Or whatever. Okay, go ahead.
It should be funny, though.
Right, and my hope is that I'm going to...
All right, got it.
Be funny All right. in seconds from
and
now.
And now a masterclass on joke telling with your instructor, Brian Hansen.
I have a fish that can actually break dance.
Oh.
Only for 10 seconds and only once.
Sorry.
Man, brick wall.
What? I don't understand. Can you explain that to me?
Well, I have a fish that can break dance.
Oh, because you take it out of the... Oh, that's a little morbid.
It is.
Yeah.
All right. how about this?
Okay.
What has five toes, but isn't your foot?
What?
My foot.
Okay.
Oh.
Feet at the Thanksgiving Day table, I wouldn't necessarily...
Better than the fish one. Get ready for an original song. It's called... You know what? It's about Black Friday coming up. And when we first aired this, it was back in the day when more people... It really wasn't. People were online then, too.
Yeah, they were.
I was just remembering finally getting in the mix.
A scrum.
Yeah, the scrum on Black Friday. So this song that you're about to hear, an original song, we come up with it like pretty quick right before the show, and then I play it once and done forever.
Yeah.
That's how these songs work. But this song is called Push and Shove. Okay. Push and shove, shove and push, Black Friday time is here. Push and shove, shove and push, let's mix it up this year. Here's a blender, $10 less than we might otherwise pay.
Yes.
Let's trample everyone we know on this special day.
Yes.
Push and shove, shove and push. I'll do whatever it takes.
Whatever,
to get that shirt. For Uncle Nate, just don't get in my way. An electric toothbrush for $6. Is it worth fighting for? Yes, it is. It totally is. I'm knocking everyone to the floor. Push and shove.
Yes.
Shove and push. Mm-mm-mm. Let's just jump in. Start grabbing stuff. Start grabbing awesome stuff.
My goodness.
Push and shove.
I just don't know that anyone could have captured the spirit of Black Friday like
Thank
that.
Thank you. Thank you. It is one of the hardest things in the world. I'm convinced of it for human beings. Rethinking.
Mm-hmm.
It is so hard. I mean, literally, that's what repent means. Jesus is telling people to repent. Like, rethink. You need to re-understand what God is like because you don't know. So here's what he's actually like. You've heard this, but it's like this.
Mm-hmm.
And really, all his news is really good, but it's so hard for people to rethink. And I was thinking about that because I see church people, non-church people, like it's difficult for all of us.
Yes, it is.
So we may have this idea about this is the way God is and be presented with a biblical story or multiple ones that are like, no, there's a little more mystery than that. Nope.
What I think is what I think.
Right. I've already got it worked out.
Yeah.
Like, well, that's too bad because you can be challenged. The only way you grow is by letting God challenge you. Oh, that's a great question. We do this thing on the show, if you're new to the show. I don't do the almanac days. It's National Hot Dog Day. Well, then I'm not going to have a hot dog that day.
Yes.
Sorry.
You feel very strongly about that.
You can't tell me what to do.
Yes, right.
I'm not going to be bossed around.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff, who listens to the show, he said, now what did you do? Because we just had National Have a Bad Day Day.
Okay.
Well, Jeff, I had the most incredible
day
of
my life.
I woke up full of vim and vigor. I spent the sunrise in beautiful contemplation and contentment.
Oh, wow.
And then I was surrounded by family and friends in joyful merrymaking. Gifts were exchanged, and we all danced gleefully until exactly midnight. Our podcast sponsor, one of them is Fellowship Home Loans. They're awesome. Mike and Brian are fantastic to talk to. Here's their number, 800-804-SAVE, 800-804-SAVE, or just go to fellowshiphomeloans.com. Oh, a feature I want to do for the podcast.
Uh-huh.
An idea. Fact-checking motivational quotes. I thought that would be fun.
That is.
I'll give you one here.
Okay.
Let's see what we got.
I'm recording right now.
Oh, good. Okay. I just picked them randomly.
Okay.
But I'm like totally true, mostly true, mostly false, totally false.
All right.
All right.
Got
so
it.
Get some theme music or something.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that'd be a good theme. I'll just use this one.
All right. Go.
When you want to succeed as bad as you want to breathe, then you'll be successful. This is just like a memes that get shared, like, but they're the most commonly shared.
And what are our options again?
Totally true, mostly false, totally false. Fact check. When you want to succeed as bad as you want to breathe, then you'll be successful, says Eric Thomas.
Who's he? I don't know. You know what? Maybe it's how you define success.
Yeah.
So I would say mostly false. I think mostly false.
Yeah,
based on your definition of success.
I'm on the line between mostly false and totally false.
Yeah. It really is totally false because if you're defining success as getting like money or a goal or something like that, it never pays off the way you think it should.
And also it depends on what your goal is.
Yeah, that's
if
what
my goal
it,
is to play in the NFL.
Right.
I'll succeed if I just want it bad enough.
Yeah.
If I just
much
want,
as you want
to
breathe. Yeah.
If I feel like I'm choking out if I can't get in the NFL.
Then all of a sudden,
next week,
the Ravens
I am
will call.
Lining up at tight end for the Baltimore Ravens.
Well,
no, it's not true.
Yeah, that's totally false.
All right, let's go with this. This is another popular one. Just from Anonymous.
Okay.
Just stick with it. What seems so hard now will one day be your warm-up.
Hmm.
I'm going to go with mostly true.
If you stick with it. Yeah, mostly true. I'd almost go with true all the way.
Really?
Yeah, I'm trying to think of an instance when that has not been true for me.
What seems so hard now will one day be your warm-up.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
When's it not true?
See, this is why I'm doing this feature, because I'm such a skeptic.
Right.
I'm always like, not really.
Yeah.
Okay, just stick with it. What seems so hard now will one day be your warm-up.
Uh-huh.
I wanted to dunk.
Okay. Which seems so hard
I kept
now.
Jumping.
Okay.
I still can't dunk. And now I'm shrinking.
So if you don't.
And my vertical is going down. I don't think.
Okay.
I don't think I'll be warming up tomahawks anytime soon.
All right. So if you're doing something absolutely ridiculous for which you have absolutely no skill.
360.
Then this would be false.
Yeah. I think so. It's partially. Mostly true.
Yeah.
The spirit of it, I like.
Yes. If you're knitting and you're learning how to knit at some point,
yes.
I would guess that most you would.
Yeah.
The
spirit of it is true. Yeah. It becomes easier the more it's practice.
Yes.
Discipline. That's so
right.
true.
Yeah.
How about this next one is from Seneca. I think that's a Roman politician person.
It's got to be true.
Back in the day.
Yeah.
Throw me to the wolves and I will return leading the pack. That's like on a poster. I'm going to go with 100% totally false. False.
I'm sorry. Who sang Fly Me to the Moon? Because I could only hear that.
Really?
Yeah.
I could. Frank Sinatra?
Yeah. So in the same.
Oh, throw me to the wolves.
Yeah. And one day I will lead the pack. No.
Throw me to the wolves and I will return.
I don't even know what that means.
Hopefully return in pieces, but my body will be spread out over a large area.
I don't understand. Are they just saying like, throw me to. That's really. It's
throw
not
me to
just
the wolves
totally
and I
false.
Will return leading
it's
the
stupid.
Pack.
Stupid.
It is stupid, but it sounds bold. Like I can overcome anything.
Yeah.
And
you know,
also,
I like this is because a lot of times people say things and it's like, yeah. And then not until you step back, you're like,
yeah,
no.
Yeah. I'm always the one and it's annoying. I'm always like, no.
I think those wolves will probably tear you to pieces.
And it's not as inspiring if you say, throw me to the wolves and I will spread myself over a large area. So no one's going to want to make a...
Even though that's mostly true.
Yeah, that's mostly true. How about last one here? Uh-huh. Find some for some other time.
Okay.
When someone tells me no, this is from Karen E. Quinones Miller.
Okay.
When someone tells me no, it doesn't mean I can't do it. It simply means I can't do it with them.
Who was that?
Karen E. Quinones.
Yeah, Karen.
Mm-mm. I'm going to say mostly false. Would you say totally false? I could see. I don't know.
I mean, that's.
I see what she's trying to say.
I see what she's trying to say, and I'm not saying it. It's probably somewhat true, but that is she saying that she should be doing it?
Yeah, I don't know. That's what I'm saying. Like,
means you probably shouldn't do it.
Like, let's go back to dunking.
Yes.
And you're like, Brant, don't.
Right.
Oh, that means I can do it, but it just means I can't dunk with you.
I have to go to another playground. No, you're still going to miss the rim there. I said no because of your lack of skill and your inability to do it.
Right. Someone else may say no because it's going to hurt you.
Yeah. Right.
Well, I just can't do it with you then. Well,
right. That's what I mean. It's just, yeah.
These. All right. One more. I enjoy this so much.
Ahead.
All right. This is probably, for some people, the worst thing. Because some people like this, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. You post them on Instagram and all that. Yeah. And now they're going to start doing
different
this.
Strokes.
No, because they're going to start hearing us every time they go to post one.
Oh, I don't mean to do that.
No, that's what's going to happen.
Some of them are going to find. Okay, you know what? How about this? When 99% of people doubt your idea, you're either gravely wrong or you're about to make history. Mostly true.
Yes, that's mostly true.
Fun. You're tracking with me on that.
Yes, that's mostly true. Yes. All right.
Taking a counterintuitive idea.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's okay.
That's like people don't get it. People don't rethink, but that's like so much of Jesus was talking about. Mm-hmm. Rethink. No, we won't.
That's actually good. Okay. Post that, guys.
Yeah. All right. So there you go. That's from Mr. Scott Belsky.
He's the only one. Way to go, Mr. Belsky.
Lead us, Scott Belsky. I will follow you wherever you want us to go.
The Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Fellowship Home Loans. To order Brant's latest book, The Men We Need, or to stream Sherry's play, The Bold and the Sanctified, go to BrantHanson.com.